Sermon title today is Thy Word. People ask, what kind of church are you? We are an independent, non-denominational Christian church, but after that, I am always quick to add that we consider ourselves a full gospel word church. That our ministry is based on the fourfold ministry of Christ. Christ is our Savior, our healer, our baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and our returning King. We believe that the Word of God, that we stand on the Word of God, and we act upon the Word of God. So many are quick to say what denomination they attend, but they are slow to say what they actually believe at the church that they attend. And I want people, we want people to know this is who we are and this is what we believe. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus said to the adversary, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 5:18, he says, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. So we believe the Word of God, we stand on the Word of God, and we do the Word of God. Connected to the Word. And we need to be connected to the Word. As a believer, I want you filled up with the Word of God. That means daily that you, as believers, are involved with the Word of God, and daily the Word of God is involved with you. Because if you involve yourself with the Word of God will involve itself with you. To be honest, I believe that every church should be a Word church. Because if you are not a church standing on the Word of God, just exactly what are you? Let me tell you, the Word of God is kryptonite to the adversary. Remember the old Superman movies and the old Superman shows? And they'd come up with this, and it was called kryptonite. And this was a chemical or a rock of some sort. And Superman could not even be around it because it would take all of his strength away, and he would become weak. Well, the Word of God is kryptonite to the adversary. He can't take it. Satan is allergic to the Word of God. He may be the strong man as it's identified in the Bible certain times, but at the same time, we serve one that is stronger. His name is Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. That's who you are serving today. Believer, fill your life with the Word of God. Then we as believers will fill this church with it, and we will give Satan a headache in this part of the country that he has never experienced before. Romans 10:17 says what? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So my involvement with the Word in your life, the involvement of you with the Word of God does what? It builds your faith. At Crossroads, I said, we do what? We believe the Word, we stand on the Word, we act on the Word. In other words, our church defines faith. To believe it and to act upon it. By believing and acting on what we believe. Now turn with me to Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. We're going to go there. We might leave, but we might come back to it. But Hebrews 11 and verse 6. It says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now let me state it this way. Without faith in God's word, you cannot please God. Without faith in God's word, you cannot please God. Is your faith in yourself? Let me ask you, or is your faith in God? And if it's in God, then it is in God's Word. Because Jesus is what? He is the living Word of God. Now turn with me to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. Philippians 3 and verse 3. In Philippians 3 and verse 3, it says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have what? No confidence in the flesh. Paul says, I have no confidence in myself. though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. And what was he talking about? He was talking about his heritage. He was talking about his upbringing. He was talking about the teaching that he had received. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He says, if anybody in this world would have confidence in their flesh, it should be me. But I have no confidence in the flesh. And if he doesn't have confidence in the flesh, what was his confidence in? His confidence was in God. His confidence was in God. And if your confidence is in God, your confidence will be in the Word of God. Believers, we need to believe the Word of God. We need to believe what it says. I love Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Go with me there. Ephesians 6. So just go back a book. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. It says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So stand on the truth. Stand on the Word of God. When you look at verse 17 of the same chapter, he says, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So in this armament that you're going to put on, it's armament that is God's. All you're doing is putting your trust in it. And in all of these things that we are going to put on to protect us, the shield of faith, the robe of righteousness, we're going to take up the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And why? And we see in that scripture, it is the only offensive weapon that is available to you and I today. Jesus defeated the adversary by the Word of God. What did he tell Satan in the temptation in Matthew chapter 4? It is written. And you need to be speaking that into your life. It is written. When you pray, you need to be praying the Word of God. It is written. This is what it says. This is what I stand on. This is what I believe. And this is what I act on. God, this is available to me because your Word says it's available to me. I'm a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. Listen, you can't be saved if you don't believe the Word of God. You can't be healed if you don't believe the Word of God. And you will never receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you don't believe the Word of God. What did it say in Hebrews 11:6? It is impossible to please Him without faith. So today, let me ask you, do you believe the truths of God's Word? All of them or just part of them? And we would say we believe all of them today. Because in today's Christianity, there's a lot of partial Bible believers. They're believing part of this and part of that. Some of this they don't and some of that they don't. But very few whole Bible believers. This church, in all that God has done, is only scratching the surface of what God wants to do in our midst and to accomplish what God wants to take place. He wants this church to be filled with whole Bible believers. Amen. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Listen to me. You do not pray to connect yourself with God. You pray out of your connection with God. I want to say that again. You do not pray to connect with God. You pray out of your connection with God. And how do you connect with God? In that relationship that you have through the Lord Jesus, through the Spirit, and through the Word of God, you connect yourself, and that connection needs to get stronger and stronger and stronger. If you've ever had it in your house where the lights were blinking, you thought, well, I wonder what's the problem. There's a disruption of electricity in a lot of Christians' lives. There's a lot of disruption of electricity because they are not connected to the Word of God. And we, brother and sister, we need to be connected to the Word of God, walking it, talking it, and standing upon it. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To be saved, all you have to do is ask. To be healed, all you have to do is ask. To receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have that power today. You have that power today. You have that authority through the scriptures today because of your relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. You're not only heirs, but you're co-heirs with the Lord God Almighty, and we praise Him forevermore. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, simply put, serpents and scorpions represent the powers of darkness. Now, turn with me to Luke chapter 11. So serpents and scorpions represent the powers of darkness. We have authority over them through the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you turn to Luke chapter 11 and go to verse 9, it says, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from his father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If then you then, being evil, how much to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? All you have to do is ask Him. If a child asks his father to give him something evil, would you do it? And you would say, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to give him anything or her anything that is going to bring harm to them. Verse 13, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? God doesn't only want to indwell your life. Now listen to me. God doesn't only want to indwell your life. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you then have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Everybody knows that. For everyone that's here, if you have a Baptist background, you know that. You've been taught that your whole life. The Spirit of God comes to indwell your life. The Scripture, Jesus tells us, I will not only be with you, I will be in you. The Comforter will lead you. The work of the Comforter is to lead, to guide, to direct, to unction you to do different things, to unction you, to guide you in the direction that you should go. He not only wants, but listen to me, He not only wants to indwell your life, but He also wants to infill your life. And when we talk about the infilling of the Holy Spirit, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He wants to endue you with power. He wants to endue you with power to spread the gospel wherever that you are at, so you're not a mission field, but that you're a missionary, and you're out there and you're witnessing, sharing your faith, telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ, so they will know Jesus as their Savior, and they will go to heaven and join us together. You need that power, because many of us, it's kind of like speaking up when we have a prayer request. Well, I don't want to say anything because they'll think I'm silly. I might make a mistake in how I'm going to say it, and then what are people going to think? We think that in our life with the Lord Jesus when it comes to telling other people. But let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit infills your life, fills your life with power, fills your life with authority, He gives you the holy boldness to tell other people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are all supposed to be witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ. and all you have to do is ask. That's it. All you have to do is ask. You know, many times people will receive salvation and they'll say, why didn't I do that a lot sooner? All I had to do was ask Jesus into my heart. I made the simplest thing in the world so hard because I was reluctant and I held back. Well, you know what? The scripture that we just got done reading, if you need a healing in your body, all you got to do is ask. Are we going to believe the word or not? You can say, I don't care. You can say, well, I know so-and-so, and I prayed for them, and I'd never seen them healed. And I prayed for so-and-so over here, and I didn't ever see them healed. It must not have been God's will. You let God decide what His will is, but the Word of God says that He will. And that's what we, as believers that stand on the Word of God and act on the Word of God, we stand on the fact that His Word says, and because His Word says, God will, and we're going to believe that. And no changing in our life. So if you need a healing, be healed in the name of Jesus. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's just not for preachers. It's not just for missionaries. It's just not for those that are in full-time ministry. It's for the body of Christ, for every believer, because He wants to fill every believer with the dynamite of God. He wants to explode that in your life, to make you a different person than you've ever been. I'll tell you what, when I accepted Jesus Christ, He changed my life forever. But when I received the baptism, He put a fire in me that will never go out. Amen. And He wants to do the same thing for you and everyone in this room today. I ask you today, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you have not made up your mind and you haven't made that decision, today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for this day, for this appointed time, and we praise You forevermore. And as we go our separate ways, may You open the windows of heaven and pour out Your blessings upon all of Your children. And we ask it today in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. It is done. Glory to God. You are dismissed.